Yo, you listening to the Oprah Rose Show with TT and Gigi, and yeah, get it poppin'.
Thoughts. Everything begins with thoughts.
She's a slut, she's a hoe, she's this, she's that.
We say to girls, you can have ambition, but not too much.
It's about people being uncomfortable with women owning their sexuality.
What is the truest, highest vision that you hold for yourself?
I'm a real ass bitch, and I'm gonna get everything that I'm gonna get on my own.
I know for sure. You don't get what you wish for. You get what you believe.
I was like, might as well just start recording because I
twerk that ass for icy. Her booty really wasn't jiggling though.
But then why she kept doing the thing where she was like jumping up and down like real hard?
What, when she clicked her heels?
With the dancing shoes.
I'm not here for Taps, Frozen, Tinkerbell, Saweetie, so.
But I do.
Sis is working hard though.
Dancing. The rap girls are dancing.
Yeah.
Yeah, but not like looking like that.
I'm giving eight counts.
Dancing. My issue is the wardrobe. It's fucking horrible. But anywho, this is episode 126 of the Oprah Rose Show.
Is it
216?
Oh my God, I'm so tired. This is episode 216 of the Oprah Rose Show. I am tired, TT.
I am generated, Gigi. Although I'm lying. I'm not generated, but that was the first thing that came to my mind.
Generous.
Generous Gigi. There we go.
Generous Gigi.
I'm just here, Dee Dee.
You are demolished, Dee Dee.
Delirious, Dee Dee. Delirious.
Oh my gosh. Literally yesterday, I was like, delirium is setting in. Like, I need to go to sleep.
Yeah, delirious, Dee Dee.
Yeah. I don't know how people do this tour shit. Like, I've missed sleep. Like,
I love that you can put tour manager on your resume now.
Kris Jenner.
Look, check all the boxes. She's
just keep adding stuff to your bag, okay?
Video. I think I've done that before. We can figure it out.
Let me pull out video, of my bag.
Video commissioner, producer,
everything.
I mean, again, the dolls. I think we said it last time. Y'all know it's the end of the year. It gets a little choppy. You know, people trying to figure out their lives and shit. Mm-hmm. So we appreciate y'all for sticking with us. And you know, I think Dee Dee, you have mentioned that your sister is a country artist.
She is the country artist. Miss Brittany Spencer's out here doing the thing.
Woohoo!
Doing the things. And was on tour, and you were on tour for a few, or no, how many dates did you do?
We did six dates.
Six dates.
Which was the first half of the tour. Started in New York, did Philly, two shows in Philly, DC, Baltimore, two shows in Nashville.
Wow. When is the back half, and what does that look like?
The next part of the tour is in January, so after the holidays. That one starts at the end of January, and that's like a Midwest Central tour, so it's like Ann Arbor, Michigan, Chicago, mm-hmm. And two more dates there. And then we go down south and do North Carolina, the Carolinas.
Yes.
And then two more dates too.
Okay.
Yeah. I love to see it. And, you know, what people don't know how much goes into putting a show together.
Mm-hmm.
Like when y'all pay y'all little dollars, show mm-hmm. up and get a little mad when people's late and shit. So much is happening that y'all have no idea that it's happening.
Yeah.
And then the thing about me too is that I love to put my friends in spaces where they want to be and that they're really good at.
Yeah.
So I had my friend doing photography. I had another friend out here doing her makeup. Aunt came down, 6'6 Poppy, to the Nashville show and does some styling. So yes. It's just about putting your friends and the people around you in these spaces as well so that they can have that experience too.
Truly, honestly.
Yeah.
I stand.
I literally was like, I can open a damn agency with all the friends I got.
You really could.
I've been saying it for the last like 2 to 3 weeks, like as many people as I know that can do something.
I've always joked about that. It's like years ago, I needed like a groomer. And I was like, what is a groomer, child? I was like,
male makeup, right?
Yeah. And I was like, we literally need to start some type of agency that has all of your go-tos for every little thing that you need for creative, mm-hmm. you know, video, edit, producer, like whatever it is. Mm-hmm. And I keep saying, I was like, oh, I'm gonna do this little tab, like just create like a sheet. I'm so, yeah.
I mean, I think
it's a great idea. So would it be like, would it be like event focused? Like, or not
no, like all creative, just, like all creative. So like event needs, like kind of like running the full gamut of anything.
Because I feel like the agencies miss, like they focus on like more experiential events or things like that, not necessarily like, you know, making sure that they can also provide you a groomer or, you know, like
those. Yeah, not experiential. That's a little, I'm like, that's a little too much. No.
Yeah.
The more, I'm like, more production.
It's also saturated.
Yeah, right. Behind the scenes, like a company. Remember, I think that kind of was. Remember Rihanna? I don't know if she still has it, but Rihanna had that agency and it was supposed to be like all like Black creatives and stuff like that. But I don't know. I don't know how that works.
Solange had one too. She's
still. And Tayana.
Oh, come on.
Mm. Yeah, Solange St. Heron is that now, where it's like creative. So she has like an art director, she has a photographer, video editing, like basically.
Is that the agency she used to like when she jumps and does like people's videos and shit like that? Mm-hmm.
But I think she probably not going to do people videos after the SZA thing.
They're still around, St. Heron? Because I thought it was a label.
That's also like, they did like a rebrand earlier, like probably like very beginning of this year. They did a rebrand on their socials. I haven't really seen much since then. Mm-hmm. My cancer sis be going in and out of her creative bag. I get
she
it.
She really, what is, where is Solange? What is she doing? Yeah,
I can relate.
but we really have not heard from Solange in like a year. Where is she still living in New Orleans? Does she live in LA? Like, I have so many questions.
She just randomly will like put out photos or like a random ass like magazine cover that right. She'll slay and then she'll be ghost
and then be gone
for 4 months or 5 months.
She does that on her Finsta. She'll like post.
What's her Finsta though?
Cancer season is forever.
Oh, I
didn't know. I didn't know she had a Finsta.
I knew she had a Finsta, but I didn't know what it was.
So, she'll like post on there like for a whole day with just like a bunch of photos and shit, and you won't see anything else for some months, and you'll be like, oh, so this is what she's been doing the past 2 months.
I never. Oh, and it's private.
Yeah, go ahead and request, she'll let you in.
Okay.
Oh, 104k. Mm-hmm, let me in, right. Sis, I'm safe.
The last post was November 7th. So okay. Recent.
I never knew. I think it's always so funny that artists have fences. Like,
right. I can't wait till I get to a point where I have to have a Finsta.
Okay. I don't want no two pages. And I was like, I know a bunch of like, you know, like regular people. Everybody I work with apparently has one. Mm-hmm. But I would never post. Like, one of them is going to suffer. I'm not posting on two different things.
Yeah,
I think the Finsta would be the one that you like thrived in because you could be free.
You do
it. Nobody posts on the. I feel like the people I know that have them, they don't really post on their like full name one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. God only
knows. Just giving artsy shit on your main one, and then like
on the Finsta, like, you can see my nipples.
Freaking nipple, bitch!
Oh my god, not freaking nipple.
I don't know why women can't show their nipples. Like, we all have them.
It's because cisgender men are heterosexual, cisgender men are perverts. That's why.
Yeah.
But it is, I mean, yeah, I guess who said that you can't show a boob versus a
male nipple, right? Yeah. But then breastfeeding is okay. So it's like,
I don't know.
Can we figure this out?
I also don't want to, unless I'm on a beach, I don't want to see anyone's nipples, like no shirt, no shoes, no service.
And I don't get turned on by a nigga's nipples.
No.
I don't know, like I'm not looking at his nipples and being
but
like,
if it got some meat behind it.
I mean, sure, but I'm also not looking at
it. Looking a little pecky. Like,
oh, I'm hard. Let's go. Let's do this thing.
Well, yeah, I don't know, but I guess, you know, like boobs are obviously sexualized. I don't know.
They are.
You know, yeah, they are.
You know, and people want bigger ones and smaller ones and all that.
Y'all like your nipples slit or bitten?
I don't really have any feeling in mine anymore.
I just don't.
Them things, them been hearted from breastfeeding. So
yeah.
I don't care either way. I'm like, I don't, it don't do nothing for me.
To tease point before that, it never really did any. That wasn't really like a area for me. It was more so like, and then I have small titties. So it was like, niggas would be looking over them shits.
it does nothing for me.
Mm-mm. But when I get my big ones, it's about to be lit.
Okay.
And then you're really not going to be able to feel.
You're going to feel shit then.
You thought you couldn't feel before. You ain't going to be feeling nothing.
I will say, when I got mine pierced, I didn't feel anything with getting a nipple lick until I took it out. Once I took it out, and it like made a sensation that just is like crazy now.
Really?
Really? Well, because is it still a hole there? Like
no,
they close up.
It's closed.
But you have sensation now.
But now it's sensation because it was removed.
When did you have your nipple pierced?
I was about to say I didn't know you had your nipple pierced.
Did you know me when I got my nipple pierced?
Oh,
you did,
no.
Because I got it with
Taki. Oh, I don't.
Maybe I didn't tell you. Maybe I was. Not telling you I was gay yet.
I mean, should have known then.
So. Wait, why you took it out? Because I loved that was my coveted piercing. Really? I loved it. Yeah,
I didn't. I got infected.
Oh, ouch.
Yeah.
Ooh, Nene. Ooh.
And I was in Miami, and like I was just like, let's just take this shit out.
Oh, you should have just jumped in that salt water. That would have cleaned it out.
That's how I took it out. I jumped in the salt water. And shout out to our listener, Jackson, a.k.a. EJ. That's how I met him. We were on the beach in South Beach in Miami, and I was suffering because my nipple was bleeding, but we both went in the water together in the salt water so that I was fine. And my shirt flew away. It was like a whole thing, but...
Wow.
Yeah. So I was just walking around my hand on my nipple like, hey, y'all.
Oh, my God.
I was 20.
A bleeding nipple.
I was like 20.
Yeah, I never had. I mean, yeah, I think I don't have keloid skin, but for some reason I like kind of do, you know, like that's how my nose ring, I can never take it out because it's like it got infected, but now I have to keep it in there just so you don't see the like where in the skin get a mark. Like I could never.
You could probably get a, because it's so little, you can probably get a steroid injection to get it to shrink.
Nothing.
It's too late.
I think I went to the dermatologist about it. And that's when I think I was, cause I have something else on my back that I was like, okay, I think you got to,
they can surgically remove it though.
So that, but then I would have to take it out completely. But then she was also like, it could leave a mark. Yeah. It's I will die with my nose ring at this point. And some shit happened to my back that I was like, there's no way I'm going to have like a permanent mark in the middle of my nose.
Oh, got it. A chic grandmother, like real with chic, a nose ring at 60. I see.
But that is
chic. Chic as shit.
Yes, granny.
With that single streak of gray hair.
Okay. Yeah, but you know, I mean, like all the people, like these grandmothers gonna have fake titties and BBLs and tattoos and shit.
Yeah, you'll be right on par. It's all
and by good. Then, I might not even give a fuck and just. You know, it's you just gonna see the mark.
Not BBLs as a grandmother, but I guess
that's gonna be wild.
It's going to be really, really wild.
BBLs is just taking over the nation.
We talked about it, whatever. Yeah,
last episode.
They like what else is taking over the nation?
Oh, everything.
Exactly.
That goddamn Jussie. I don't.
Jacquees and Jussie.
Jacquees and Jussie.
His Star Spangled Banner remix.
We gotta do the we gotta do it for the one time, G. You can sing it, right? Come on.
Like the aha.
Jose. It was like, oh Jose. I was like, what?
I'm not a fan of his, so I never even clicked on it to hear it. And then when I saw people like making fun of it, I think I watched maybe like the first 10 seconds. But I'm just not a Jacquees fan.
I'll be liking Jacquees' little remixes, but it'd be hard to take him serious.
Yeah, the trip, that song, his version was better than LMA's.
It was way better than hers. I also like I think he did a remix for Closure, and it was cute. I'd be liking his little remix.
The Milwaukee Closure?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He dropped it like the next day.
He works quick. Somebody sent me a Donald Jones, like Where I Wanna Be cover, like that he redid. It was real good though.
For real?
I believe it.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, maybe he might have the corner mark, the corner. I can't even talk. The marketed, y'all know what I'm trying to. The market, he do a real good job of the remixes.
Yeah.
The king of R&B, y'all.
Shout out to Jacquees. Yeah, no, I can't give him that title. That's Chris. But
where is Jacquees from?
Like North Atlanta, Carolina? I think Atlanta.
Okay.
I think.
Well, good.
Don't give me the line, but I think that's what it is.
I mean, he can his little ass can really sing too.
He like cried the whole time.
Yeah.
That is Love and Hip Hop R&B, and you know I don't really like
it. Is Love and Hip Hop R&B?
Oh yeah, you were right. He's from Decatur, Georgia.
Yes, Decatur, where it's greater. Okay. There used to be when I lived in Atlanta, and this was when the Destiny's Child, Destiny Fulfilled album came out, and it was Decatur to You. There was like this remix called "I'll Bring Decatur to You." Shit was so fire. I wish I could find it. I might have to find it on YouTube or something like that. But that shit was lit. They said it on radio.
That's a good play on words.
It is.
Mm-hmm. I'll bring Decatur to you, because baby, this is your day.
Well, how do you bring Decatur? Yep. Y'all need to hear this.
You find the YouTube.
I'm gonna listen to this. Yeah, but go off, Jacquees. I mean, go off. There's a market for it.
It is.
But that goddamn Jussie, I just don't understand what the motive and the purpose
Jussie, was. Jussie.
Like, at all. I do not understand.
Lock her up, okay?
What was the purpose?
What
was the reason?
5 out of 6 counts of disorderly conduct or some shit.
I really feel like they about to throw the book at Jussie too.
To make a point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But they ain't throw no book at none of them white women.
Mm-hmm. What else has happened? Something else was going on and they not covering it.
Are you talking about, well, I feel like I've seen this cover, at least on Twitter, but like with the rape allegations, the woman who wrote the book and detailing her rape, and then the movie The Lovely Bones was based off of that book, but the producer who shot the movie started uncovering like shit from the actual rape case that didn't add up with what she was saying. And he basically started the exoneration process of the gentleman who was in prison for 16 years over the alleged rape that she said he did. And the crazier thing is that like when she was in a lineup or he was in a lineup, she never picked him out as her raper. Or if that's a word, or the person who raped her. Rapist. Yes, her rapist, excuse me. She wasn't able to identify him in a lineup, but in court said that he was the one who raped her. And she done went off and made all this money.
I really wonder.
The Lovely Bones.
I saw that, but I don't know. I'm not too familiar. And it wasn't even that, mm-hmm. It was something else, but like, okay. I really wonder what the amount, and obviously we'll never know, but like what the true percentage of men and women that are falsely accused of shit that they did not do, like,
right?
Because I feel like at this point now every week we seeing somebody that was like they was locked up for 20 years and now they getting let go free because somebody else decided, yeah. You know, there was like a hole in the case, so that it's like unless somebody's really doing that, they're like, they're not letting any of these people out.
Nope.
And it'd be like 15 years.
Yep.
Right. And then don't get anything from it. Like no sort of compensation.
It was somebody that just got let out, and I think they had to start a GoFundMe.
Right,
he was locked up for like 20 years and had no. And of course, you don't come up with nothing.
Right,
and you can't. Yeah, it's very much. It is disgusting.
Which is why Jussie kind of deserves, and I don't even want to say kind of deserves what he's getting, because you're making up false allegations around something that never happened, and like. I feel like his case is going to be turned into a movie because that should.
Oh, for sure.
That is out of a fucking book.
For sure. Mm-hmm. Now, shout out to Alyssa B. Hold It Down. It. What? How do you pronounce it? The Giselle.
Oh.
Oh my God,
Ghislaine, Ghislaine, Max.
And who is the white guy? Y'all know I'm tired.
Oh, the dude was Lord, the billionaire.
From
oh
Jesse my God. Kids?
No, the no. kids I was talking about that's not getting oh. any coverage.
He was with Donald Trump. He was with Bill Clinton. And
mind
he was,
you, I've seen the whole
he
thing.
Was, he got murdered
Jeffrey
in jail.
Epstein.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Okay. Yeah, yes. And then y'all talking about his homegirl that's in prison now.
Yeah.
Or she's on trial now. Yeah.
They about to throw Miss Thing the book because Jeffrey's dead.
Are they? Because there's like, I feel that you know, that's some whole like political shit that goes deeper than just like his case. So I was like, and watch, something gonna happen. She gonna be free and they're gonna throw the book at Jussie's ass now.
I don't know that she gonna get out. I don't even know that she gonna live through this, to
yeah,
be honest.
Try to kill her too.
Yeah, she know too much. But yeah. Did y'all see the clip of her drawing back the illustrator who yeah. was drawing her?
Yeah.
I was like, oh, this bitch is nuts.
Yeah. Like it was like,
oh bitch, I can draw you.
Can you
too.
Imagine? But can you imagine what was going through? What is the per? Oh Lord, I'm not, Jesus. All these words that I can't pick up today. I can't think of the person.
Just describe it, baby. Just describe it, baby.
The person that draws, you know.
Oh, the illustrator.
Huh?
The illustrator.
I think, but it's called something else. But yes, the illustrator for all intents and purposes. Can okay. you imagine drawing this bitch and y'all just eye to eye? You like, stop fucking looking at me. The fuck?
You just turn hers around like. I see like, you too. Fuck.
Like, yo, that shit is so crazy.
Like, bitch, stop looking at me.
Yeah, she knows a lot because, you know, Jeffrey, my man had an island that he was bringing these politicians and these high profile people too. Like, yeah. But I want to go back to Jussie's ass because his story involved coke, masturbation, saunas, bleach, rope ties, and an emergency room. Like just naming just these things around his case is just like, what?
It was so elaborate. You know, he needed Monet from Power to come help him out.
I'm Nene Tejada.
He needed Monet from Tejada because that honestly sounds like something straight off of a show. Like he needed Monet to Tejada to just come and kill somebody, child. What the fuck, Drew? Like they just needed somebody to come in and
don't make me call my auntie. I'm gonna call my auntie.
Wait, Monet. I saw somebody tweet this last night that Monet Tejada having a type on Power Book is jokes, and I'm like, it really is.
She got a whole
she like the Spanish nigga
with all black children.
Her children is black as shit.
And the little girl, and you know the little girl's the only one that can probably speak Spanish. I'm so confused because Drew's ass. I'm like, what? Drew, her son now, like her, you know, dumbass homeboy.
Not Zeke.
Dumbass Zeke.
I tweet every week. I wonder how the fuck did Zeke is can he actually claim himself to be an actor? Every week, I think that.
I want to see something that young man has acted in. If he really nailed the dumbness that was in the script. Or this is how he is in all of his roles.
Or if his Instagram is. Maybe if we find his Instagrams, we can see and identify.
The Rose page, because I was very interested. So if you go to like the latest following, you'll see his page. Because I think it was like the last person I followed because I was being nosy earlier.
Wow. Okay.
But he doesn't talk on his Instagram. So
he wears me out. Okay. Like wears me out. Like. Honestly and truly, but yeah, I mean that case is very crazy. I guess we'll, you know, more to come. We'll see, child, because it's a mess. But we're gonna take a break, pay some of these bills.
Yes, and we be back, y'all.
This episode of the Oprah Rose Show is brought to you by AHA Sparkling Water. Now, you know the girls love and need a little razzle dazzle in our lives to match our natural crazy. So we really, really love this new bold taste of sparkling water. I know we can all agree how sometimes you'll get a sparkling water and it's a little bland, so you have to go cut up a piece of lime to give it some flavor. The great thing about AHA is its incredible flavor combinations. They have blueberry and pomegranate, as well as lime and watermelon.
I mean, sometimes I even have to go for the mango and black tea combination to mix with my tequila because it has a little caffeine in it to give me that extra boost for my second win. I know I'm talking to the over 30 crowd here. Anywho, I suggest the next time you're picking up sparkling water from the grocery store that you tap into AHA sparkling water. Now, can I get an AHA?
But on an upward, on an upward trajectory, so proud of Megan for getting her degree.
Okay.
Like, through it all.
Shout out to the TSU alumni.
Shout out to her, because I ain't no way in the world I would have finished. And especially given the year, the 2 years that she's had from like
being shot, her mama dying, her grandma dying. Like, what the fuck?
Ain't shout no out way. And you make money. You're doing, you make money. Like,
right. That's just the lows. The highs, yeah. Grammy right. Award winning. You did a record with Beyonce, Nicki Minaj. Like, please.
And you still finished. Like, shout out to her. I do. Shout I just love her. That she stuck with that. And like,
I also feel like if she wasn't at an HBCU, she probably wouldn't have finished. Because the HBCUs really be like providing you with community. And I know, like, at my school, it was really like you did. I felt like I had the support of faculty, staff, and teachers like none other. Like, they wanted to see you win. They wanted to see you graduate. And so if I had to guess, that probably was her experience too, you know, knowing.
I mean, like, is she Megan Thee Stallion? Like, who is going to fail Megan Thee Stallion? Right. Like,
who going to fail Megan Thee Stallion?
Yeah, it's like, all right, girl, here's this A. Like
girl.
And it was probably helpful because, you know, schools were switching to hybrid, so she was able to do it online too.
Yeah.
Not to put that out there, but you know.
Yeah. Ain't no fucking way I'd be writing a 10-page paper while I'm on tour. Ain't no fucking way.
No. Who has time?
Nowhere.
God bless her. Shout out to her. Love. Yeah. I feel like that was truly like, you know, an example. And she set a precedence, you know.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever seen that before. An artist of her caliber still finishing a degree while in their prime.
Yeah.
This ain't no, I don't care what, you know, I don't really care about her or what's going on with her. And she decided to go get some degree. Like, she can release an album next week that go number one and still graduated from TSU with a health science degree. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, go off.
Health science administration.
Right.
I love that for her.
And then had her dinner party at Papa Do's. I was like, go off.
She did?
Yes.
A restaurant. Papa Do's is still good.
Restaurant.
Right. Literally like one of my favorite restaurants.
Oh my gosh. And I think I love it even more because it's like not in the DMV anywhere.
No, that shit is only in the South.
Oh my gosh.
Then remember we went to that one in Atlanta, TT. Yes. I think that was the last time I went to Papa Do's.
It was the last time I went.
Shit.
Wow. Mm. And the one, I have been to one in Houston, and they had like white linen tablecloth. That one was
yes.
Pretty, that's yes. Probably the one that she was at, because that one was so nice.
They had like a nice little wine.
She's like in a wine bar. There's like in the wine room kind of thing. So
she was probably at that one because I was shocked. I was like, tablecloth. What? Used to a regular, it looked like Outbacks, the rest of them. It's just wood. And that's what I was like, it is so nice in here. Oh my God,
where am I?
Yeah, shout out to Papa Do's.
I did not know she did it there. I stayed. Oh my God.
And I just love her and Party. He got her this custom varsity jacket from TSU.
Oh yeah.
I did so see cute. That. I know, oh I saw somebody, and I'm not gonna lie, I forgot. But she was like, I would really root for them if it wasn't for that bathroom incident. And obviously shit happens, but I think they're so cute though.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
I did too.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, I did too.
Yeah, it's so like, good. Shit happened as long as it's
it is. Wrong. Right.
He was just being annoying.
He was being annoying. And let's not talk about what you and your nigga probably went through, girl. Okay, so.
Because I was like, I forgot all about that.
We've all been there.
We get to make our mistakes in private, though. So we can judge everybody and look down from our noses. But, you know, when you want to look in the mirror and reflect on some dumb shit that you did,
you have
to sit there and eat your food a little bit.
I was like, oh my God. I was like, but he's so fine.
Fine.
He really is.
That body?
Child.
Mm.
I would I would definitely watch them. I would definitely watch Miracle and Tyler or whatever his name
is. Oh, I'm subscribing. How much is it a month? Okay.
They a little thirsty though. They're attention whoring a little bit, but
I'm here for it. And what I like about him though, I was watching,
his two ass newborns and shit.
It's still like, I'm here for it. Yeah.
He got two new babies.
Tyler.
You are lying to me.
And left his girl so he could go frolic with Miracle while his baby mama's going through postpartum.
Do we know what the baby? Do we see the babies? I'm sure the babies is cute.
No. He probably put all of the photos and archived them on Instagram.
Yeah, I never followed him before. I mean, but that is also shout out to, we never talked about Harlem, I don't think, and that show was so good, like.
I haven't seen it yet.
You haven't seen? Oh yeah, you've been on. Okay, it's so.
Talk about it.
You'll binge it in a couple days.
You will.
I finished it in two.
Yeah.
Same.
Oh wow. Okay.
That's how good it. The first episode, I was like, I had notes, and then after that, I was like, oh, it just kept getting better and better and better.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. Like, really enjoyed it. I mean, I think, you know, I've seen a lot of the criticism about it, of people being like, you know, no one, like, I guess there's not a show really, and I think Insecure does a really good job of, you know, Issa is from where is she from? South Central?
South LA. I think she was raised in Windsor Hill. So basically my neighborhood, I think she was raised in, and then they went to Senegal for a little bit and then came back South or something like that. Yeah, South LA. Mm-hmm.
She does like a really good job of like showing all of that. And people are like, you know, they say that they are from Harlem, and people were like, you know, saying stuff that I guess it's not for people from Harlem, it's not as relatable. But I thought as far as like the conversation, like it very much so is. And I like that. And, you know, obviously everybody was comparing it to Run the World.
Mm-hmm.
That was on Stars. That was like, I watched anything with Black women for one. Mm-hmm. I did not love Run the World. I really liked the last episode, but there was something about theirs that seemed like a little bit more fake and contrived, where theirs, I liked that everybody was in different stages of their careers and like trying to figure it out. And it was, you know, it was messy, but this one was together, like all of the things that they went through. And even the conversation, like Run the World, some of that, remember the first episode, I think she like recites like Maya Angelou.
Oh,
and
yes. Like, oh, okay. Yes. Brescia, whatever her name was.
Yeah, it was like, but the conversation on Harlem just seemed way more relatable. I'm not a huge fan of Megan Good's acting. She's always like very damsel in distress. Like,
that is her bad.
She plays the same role. She plays the exact same role in everything. She plays the same role in Think Like a Man.
Yeah.
But it was cute. I'm a fan.
Definitely a fan. The girl who plays the lesbian on the show, I forget her name. She's incredible. And then the other girl who was like that. First of all, that goddamn Get Out musical.
Angie.
Motherfuckers. Y'all, whoever did the writing on that show, y'all are dumb as hell for that Get Out musical. But it had cackling. It was funny as fuck. Like,
yeah, I was actually laughing out loud on some of the episodes.
Out loud. Find a thick nigga for the holidays or for the winter. You had to find a thick nigga. It's funny.
He was my favorite.
Angie was her name. Yeah. They just did a better job of like storytelling overall, like to T's point, and showcasing just different variables of life. Run the World was cool. But Harlem was definitely way better. I don't think either or were really like spot on for people who come from those specific places like Harlem or whatever. But I think it was relatable more so from a transplant perspective. Yeah,
that's what I said. To me, it was way more relatable. And I mean, I think there probably are some people that can relate to it, but it's like everybody ain't never going to be happy. No way. So.
Nope. And then I didn't like the comment about like, don't we have enough, you know, for Black woman shows? Like people were saying that shit, haters, on Twitter.
I mean, I can get the idea of like, where's the cast of for Black men. Where is the cast of, you know, doing an LGBT cast? Like, I get, I get it. There's definitely a need for that.
Yeah. But I also think you can do both, you know, like, I don't think it has to be either or. No. So it's like, in each of their, each of the group, and let's say if it is just women, like those group dynamics are going to be completely different. And it's like, because even the show comment, the show creator commented on that tweet in particular.
Yeah.
And was basically like, you know, why do we don't, we can, she's like, I was writing the show. And then we found out that there was another show about four women based in Harlem, but like our show was still our show. Like, I think there's, you know, there's a need for all of them. Like, we always would be like, Black people aren't a monolith. And then we're like, well, mommy got four shows of the same four bitches. It's like, it was.
There's mad Black girlfriend groups with four people. Like, please.
Right. That are completely different. And to your point, I think my homeboy said that too. He was like, and he's a cisgender male. I learned some new pronouns yesterday. I'm so proud of myself, from like an 11 year old too. But anywho,
I love them Gen Z's.
I was like, we literally had to look it up. I was like, are you sure? She's like, and I was like, oh, sorry, okay,
teach me, baby, teach me.
I love it.
But yeah, but he's straight, and he was like, where are the shows about four Black men?
Well, tell
and
me, I was like, brothers,
you said what,
the Tyler Perry show on BET Plus, bruh.
I never saw that.
Yeah,
is it good?
No,
I'm scared about, you know, I'm Tyler Perry high, but his new shit, I can't really fuck with it.
Yeah, I never, but I was like, no shade, I don't want to watch a show about four hetero Black men, because it's going to be boring as shit. It's going to be the blind leading the blind, and just niggas be all bullshit, and like talking about sports, and bitch, yeah,
I'm literally called Bruh, and it's based off of four Black men. Tyler BET Plus, it's on its third season.
I'd have to, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I'd watch any.
I would like to see other cities. Like, there, you know, I rant and rave about the Midwest all day, but there is nothing that depicts like legitimate Midwest life. The Chi don't count. That shit was some bullshit. It was literally just shot in Chicago. Everything else was not really relatable. Although I will say, I think it's Southside. I think it's on HBO, the comedy show. That's a little bit more like, the nuances are a little bit more relevant to Chicago as a city, but it would be lovely to see things, or the South, you know, like there's just nothing.
I feel like the South more so, because it's so like, I feel the same, like there's no show about, I feel like, outside of New York that like The Wire is a perfect example of a show that everyone thinks that Baltimore is completely just drugs. So then it's like, every show is like drugs outside of Rock. And I don't even know if anybody really remembers Rock like that. And he was Trash Man. It came on like UPN.
I don't know. I thought he was a police officer. I knew he was in the service industry though.
What? No, he's a trash
man. I was like 30 Rock, but I was like, no, that's New York
Rock. But but it's hard, you know, to like, I feel like get the nuances of like other shit. We say the same thing about Harlem, right? Like the people from, I'm sure there's someone that gets it, but then there's like, then you have the people that are like, oh, it's nothing like, you know, it's nothing like our experiences.
Yeah.
Like I said, Black people ain't a monolith.
We not. It's just,
shout out to Harlem.
Yeah, it's hard. Because I'm sure I wouldn't be able to relate to the Harlem story.
They booked Whoopi Goldberg, though. So that's all. That says everything you need to know right there.
You said that what?
They booked Whoopi Goldberg. Excuse me. I cannot really catch it.
And randomly, 6'6 Poppy is on one of the episodes in Harlem.
I did see him post that. I didn't catch it, but like,
which episode?
I think it's like one of the first episodes when they're like walking past the restaurant, and in the window it talks about, like, I think it's like white people in the window.
Oh, the gentrification. Oh, yeah, okay.
It's like the first, what I think when they first find it, that's
he's in the crowd.
He is walking like a protester. Random.
So I saw him post it, and then I think I had when he posted, I think I'd already watched the show. Like, okay. I think I'd already seen the episode, or not the episode, but I was done.
Because they filmed it literally on our block and like around the corner. So like, he was an extra.
That's what I thought.
Because he would just come home when they weren't filming, because it was like literally down the street.
Wow.
Did they film in that one restaurant on the corner?
Yeah, Ponte.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I thought it was. Yeah.
That's the rest of it. I mean, but they made it look different. So
That's why I was confused, because I was like, it looks like it, but it doesn't. But Harlem is the size of a postage stamp. So right. You only go one time, you know everything.
Like, yeah. So they like changed the name and everything. So it was like closed for production for like a week.
Got it. Okay.
Ooh, that's the spot. I really love me some Ponty Bistro. Shout out to the Senegalese restaurant that is Ponty.
Come on. Mm-hmm. And then we had briefly mentioned Insecure, but
whew. Insecure, yes. Give me nothing. Yes.
The girls are not here for this season.
No. And I thought I was alone. The funny part is I was watching it in bed and being like, what is this?
No, I have not had one good conversation about it. I got to find this tweet that somebody actually did kind of like nail it on the head. And he basically was like, he was saying how like growth isn't linear and it's not, you know, and it's sometimes like a slow progress. So that's also what Insecure might be doing.
It's a TV show. I don't care about growth being linear or taking time.
I can't find it. It's just, I did not need a whole episode of Nathan. Nathan and Issa have zero chemistry to me.
Zero. Like, no zero.
It's not even believable to me.
It's Nathan. No.
I think it's both of them. Like, I've never seen anything with Issa in a love interest. So I'm like, oh, that's believable. Not in The Photograph. That was a love movie. Not really with Lawrence. A little bit more so. I think it's both of them. And then Nathan's just so-
I feel like I saw it with Lawrence.
A little bit, but like The Photograph was a whole love movie. And I was like, there ain't a drop of chemistry.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even watch all of The Photograph. I couldn't get through it. God forgive me.
Is it because
and I love Lakeith.
Is it because she comes off as like a homegirl?
I don't think that that's it. I think she kind of lacks sex appeal a little bit. And that's not to say that she's, because I think she's gorgeous, but there's a difference between sex appeal and like just being beautiful. You know what I mean? Right. And I feel like if you are the love interest or playing a love interest, there that kind of has to like exude a little bit, you know? And maybe that's kind of what we were missing or what we are missing. But I think that's more of just like personality maybe, or just acting. I don't know.
Yeah, honestly, I think, because I've seen things from Issa, like, is she traditional? Is she like some sex siren? No. But I think when you see, I have seen things where I'm like, she looks really like sexy. And then when you couple it with the other person. What you say when
she looked really sexy?
Like her wedding. She did one shoot. I loved her hair. Because no shade, I hate Issa's hair. It's giving 10-year-old hairstyles. Like, I fucking hate her hair. So that's part of it to me, actually. It's some goddamn young-ass hairstyles.
I do be wondering why she don't... Like, I wonder if it's, like, truly intentional to, like... Because we've... Only in this episode, we saw her with, like, pressed-out hair. Like, in one of her fantasies.
It ain't even the fact that it's natural. She be wearing, like, two, like, bobby...
Right.
Braids and things. Like,
right. So I just be wondering if she, like, trying to, like, represent everybody? Like,
I just feel like that's just her. And I don't, and like I said, I don't, even with Lakeith, like, there was no... I was trying to actually think of a movie where it was, like, people that, you know, you wouldn't really see together. And it's like, what did that look like? I did not come up with anything. Yeah, I just feel like it's a combination of everything, child. But there ain't no spark. It ain't. I mean, I love the fact that the relationship with her and Molly is doing a little bit better and their friendship as a whole. And it shows Tiffany, you know, moving to Denver and all that. But like, child, just end it already. No shade. Just end it.
I'm actually not mad at this season. I like the nice tied up bow of like, completion.
Oh, okay, so G is that person. Never mind.
Yeah, a lot of people don't, but I appreciate a nice cute ending. And I feel like we saw the drama when we saw like Lawrence and Condola having their experience of adjusting to new parenthood. Like that was raw, real. And I'm okay with a happy ending. And I think one thing that they wanted to say, and like, I think Issa even said this when she was on The Breakfast Club, was like, she didn't want the show to be that show where it was like, oh, they should have gave that up 3 years ago. You know what I mean? And it's like, I think we are seeing that. Like, it's truly like, they've exhausted every point of where they could take this conversation and with these specific characters. And I think we're all like grasping for straws to like get something more, but it's like, yeah, there's just nothing left. Like, bye. Thank you. And bye.
And I think it's the weight of it being the last season that everybody's
right.
Like, yeah, for sure.
You're expecting all this like
bells and whistles, pomp and circumstance, craziness.
Yeah. No. Because it's the last season. So you're like, well, this is all we got. And the rest of the seasons were so good. So you're just comparing it to all the seasons and knowing that it's the last, you expect like boom, bang, boom, bang.
If there was another season, I would be fine with this season. Like I wouldn't be in such an uproar about it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I said. It's the weight of it also, I think. Mm-hmm. Being the last season for sure.
But then it's also from a writer's perspective, making it like this easy goodbye is a bit easier than making all of these open-ended situations and making this big grand gesture.
Yeah, because like apparently Bigger did not get picked back up on BET for how they left. I saw that today.
Bitch, and
And they were like, Tyler Perry, no shade, keeps like, he has 16,000 shows. And Bigger left on like a cliffhanger. Remember, I think Girlfriends left on a cliffhanger. All these shows that like we don't have closure for. So yeah,
I have to file a complaint with the BET offices. That show was incredible.
Bigger was so good.
It was so good. Yes, they left us on one hell of a cliffhanger. That's not even fucking fair. And yes, Tyler Perry got all, he got 8,000 shows and it's the same narrative. Like enough. Tyler, give them some money. You got it?
Give them some money. I mean, because I'm not... I like the first season of 20s, for instance. I like the first season way better. It's so okay to me. Like, I'll finish it because I have nothing else to watch. But honestly, if I was busy, like, I wouldn't even continue. This season, I'm like,
wow. I feel like they are just getting everything right. I feel like it's incredible.
Yeah, I like the first season.
Wow.
But I'm here for all the stories, right? At the same time.
Yeah.
I'm still very much here for it. I'm like, okay.
I ain't never seen none of them shows.
They're good.
Bigger's incredible. 20s. Well, 20s is so good.
Sorry, to BET.
You said what?
That's very anti-Black.
I don't have BET.
It's very anti-Black.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
shit, I'm gonna share my FUBO at TV with you.
Not FUBO.
For us boys.
It's given that. You saw, I made my own profile the other day. Yes. I see my own profile.
Didi, you can make your own profile too. Listen.
I did because I was trying to watch Portia's shit and I couldn't find it. On Portia's family reunion or whatever the hell she called this show.
Oh, yeah.
Not either.
Yeah. I saw like a half of an episode. I don't care.
I heard she on there lying.
Oh, Portia's family. Yeah, whatever it's called.
I heard she lying about that timeline show.
I saw the Tamron Hall interview and she was kind of like, Tamron was like, yeah, no, that's not how that works though. Neither does that. No, it does not. And look, it was something about like being engaged. She's like, well, I'm from the South. And Tamron was like, so am I. And she was like, that's not how it goes. She was I'm not
supposed to do anything.
Something about like, I don't remember the full story, but something about like, I guess the progression of a relationship or something like that.
Oh, because she got engaged like 2 months.
Yeah, something about like the timeline. That man. Yeah.
And there's an overlap with Dennis because I think her and Dennis broke up late December and she started messing with this guy in January.
They was back together though?
On and off, I guess, Jack.
He did leave his Versace robe at her house. Wow.
I saw something with that today, but I didn't. I was like, "What? I told you I'm out of shows. I have a very long flight, so I'm about to download everything and watch.
Why would I leave a Versace robe somewhere unless I'm coming back?
Yeah, but then you back, baby. Also because then you could also say I'm coming back.
I'm coming back. Baby.
Did y'all see the new Sex and the City? I thought it was called Sex and the City 2 for the longest time.
So did I.
And went
to type it in and was like, okay.
I literally was like,
type it in, HBO doesn't automatically bring up And Just Like That.
Yes. Right. That part. No.
It should. I mean,
they should. Yeah.
I didn't even know it was called because I was
That's some feedback for them.
Right. And everybody always talks about the HBO Max being horrible, but I've never had an issue with it.
I don't have an issue with the app.
I always see people complain about it. I don't have that issue, but I was like, I watched old Sex and the City episodes last week. So I was like, I'm not watching. I want to remember those women. Like how I remember, I'm not watching it. Child, I watched it on Thursday, like came and was so tired. And literally I went into HBO and it was up. I think I was trying to watch Succession. That's what it was. I was trying to watch Succession, but because I was so tired, you got to pay attention.
You got to pay attention. I got to go back to last week's episode.
I'm going to skip it because I was tired as shit. I'm just going to read me a little recap so I can watch it tonight. But I said, let me just watch that. And then I ended up watching the second episode because they put the two out. But girl, I mean, that whole Peloton thing is so crazy to me.
I mean, the fact that the stock dropped because of the episode, and then their marketing team is so fucking amazing that they knew that this was going to happen and had a whole campaign with Big just ready.
No, that's they didn't. So smart. No, so they that had 48 was... hours. No, that's why they
we
were
did that today. Yesterday,
they did it in 48 hours. So they
not 48 hours to respond.
They didn't know. They knew that because you have to get like I think approval if you're using
licensing.
You are lying.
So they got no. They did not know. So they got. They didn't know it was going to be used like that. And all I could think was like, why would Peloton ever
agree to this?
But I was like that. That makes no sense to me. Like that they made zero sense.
I thought it was in on it.
No, and then that's why. So Peloton literally took. I got on the bike today. Peloton said it took us 48 hours for a response or something. What's your excuse? Let me find it. Actually, no, they literally did it. They did it today. They didn't know.
And then that's crazy.
They didn't know.
That's like, crazy.
Exactly. So the stock
they probably just assumed that it was going to be a good look because it's the resurgence of this very popular show.
It said, because I liked it. It said, if we can put that spot together in 48 hours, you can do your workout today. Because I retweeted and was like, drag me.
And then had a marketing campaign.
30 minutes later, I literally went downstairs and was like, let me get on this goddamn bike.
Yeah, when I saw the commercial, I was like, oh my God, that is so smart of them to have that ready to be like, here's Big.
Nope, did not know.
Wow. Yes. Shout out to marketing. When marketing is done right.
I love really good executive marketing.
even the socials to like say that.
Yeah. That's dope.
And it was so funny. I was reading the comments underneath of it. And it was like, somebody was like, Carrie, they were like, I still can't believe she didn't call 911. Like, I do not understand. And
there was a long pause in between.
It was.
I was trying to figure out what the hell was going on. I'm like, why he sitting down with his clothes on?
Like, bitch, call the police, call the people.
Call the police.
And then I
cried the whole second episode, y'all, though. And honestly, I didn't have any intentions to really watch it because I was like, they ain't bringing Samantha back. I'm straight. It's always giving Party of Four over here.
I'm really mad at her for that.
But then when I saw Twitter, nobody gave warning or anything. So I was like, damn, they done killed my nigga up. No, I got to see. I was curious. And that whole second episode, you would have thought Big was my husband.
Said they were crying.
No, bitch, I was in here. Like, I had like a whole like exhale moment.
Shut
like,
up.
God, but she was crying. Was,
like, my, right. like, y'all know I'm soft. I think I'm an empath. I don't know. But I was just so emotional. I thought you saw like
a couple tears drop. This bitch was boo-hoo-hoo.
Like my shirt was wet. Like,
are you serious?
I'm going to go get some water real quick.
It was so sad to me. No, I know.
Wow.
I felt it. I felt it. It was just like, I started thinking about all those moments. And then be connected. And I was like, the love of your life. Could you just imagine?
I couldn't imagine.
I could not believe they killed that man off in that. I mean, y'all should have seen it by now. Shit. I could not believe they killed that man off in the first episode.
Yeah.
And then, but I don't like Charlotte was always kind of annoying, but my God, she was annoying.
Yeah.
She made that all about her. And that made me upset.
She completely made it about her. Miranda
was Karen.
Unbothered. She was the most unbothered person on the entire show. Why did she become a Karen? Like,
yeah. But it makes sense that she would be, though.
It kind of does.
Yeah, I mean, that progressive ass household and your son can actively like be disrespectful. That was disrespectful to have sex in the house and like make all that noise. First of all, the girlfriend was sleeping over, not in my African American household.
Not in no goddamn way. And then they were like
allowed to have sex. Talking about don't sex shame me. What? Wait a minute now.
Child, please.
You don't pay near not a bill.
Not a near bill. And even if you did. No.
Nobody's ever going to, no Black person in the history of Blackness is ever going to their parents' house and like cause
you can
home.
Even have your boyfriend in your room.
Right. Let alone.
You can't even have your boy. I was watching something. I think it was The Chi. And I remember the little girl had the little boy in her room. And I was like, now wait a minute now.
Should I have to have my nigga in the room now?
Y'all got to sit y'all ass in this living room.
Hanging in the living room.
In the TV room. Okay. You can help me put some dishes away.
Ain't no closed doors. None of that.
Ain't no closed doors. No more locked doors. No.
Oh, my
yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah, he ain't never been in my parents' house and been to my childhood bedroom.
Mm-mm.
So yes, okay. I guess I in
ooh,
that
sense, bash,
yeah. Oh now, but yes, ooh. Grow, yeah,
yeah, yeah. Not as a teenager, absolutely yeah. Not. But as an adult that does not live in
their house, yeah.
Baltimore, Maryland anymore. Yes, like
yeah,
shit. Same. Still, no.
I got a whole ass fucking baby child. What the fuck?
Right.
You know what I'm doing?
Literally, like it's okay. Like I promise you, it's okay. But yeah, I was just like that shit was wild. I'm obviously now going to just continue to watch it because I got to see what's happening. But
you know who would look so good on that show? Ooh. Ari Nicole Parker.
Yeah, she does.
Oh yeah.
I was like, yeah. Oh, you look amazing.
She's so gorgeous. She, I mean, always, forever has been. But she is. She's aging like amazingly. She looks exactly. Yeah.
I had to go to Wikipedia. You know, how old is this woman?
Yeah, what is her
still
skincare?
With Boris Kojo?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's like the finest couple ever. My God.
Of all time. I think it was their daughter. She was like videoing them while they were like snuggled up in the airport.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I remember something like that. No, they might seriously be America's sexiest couple.
I would watch them too. It's giving senior citizen sex.
Yeah. I was like,
you know, no one said anything.
y'all was giving Martell during the reunion.
Baby.
When he asked him if he would have met the mistress before Mel, would they have gotten married? Child.
The silence is deafening.
Yeah, if y'all don't know, y'all know we love a good own show. We talk about love and marriage, Huntsville.
Oh my God.
If you are not caught up, if you have not, y'all know we talked about it a few times, but if you have not
that show,
this is your chance now. Everybody, you know, everything calmed down a little bit for the break. Hopefully everybody got a few days off. Please watch. And you really don't, you can just like skip around. I feel like first season, second season. But baby, this season with between Wanda. The side bitch. Martell is fire. I'm telling y'all. If I see Martell Holt
in person, it's
you
hands.
Running up. You running
it's,
up.
It's hands.
Sight.
It's giving. Sight. It's giving two fingers in his face.
It's on sight. I want to punch him in his throat.
He deserves it. He fucking deserves it. And he talks to Mel as if she just was not his wife for all those years. And
he is such
and then be begging her back in private, begging for his family back in private. It's like the audacity.
And then be like, I never said that. I never did that. He is such a narcissist. It's like he can't control what's happening.
But you told me he gave you fellatio. I never said that, Martell. I told you that he gave me fellatio.
And Carla, when Carla, and she said, what did she say? She said, I don't recall. Like, girl, you know if you
suck. You were sucking dick.
You know you suck that nigga dick, girl.
Yeah, like, come on now. But, you know, she got kids. They watching. Yeah. She don't want to be on this.
And, but remember, that was a point of contention in their marriage in, like, the early seasons where he kept saying that she didn't do it enough. Right. So I feel like that was, like, a trigger for him that was like, oh, you don't even do it for me, and now you're doing it for him, which is, like, why he was so upset. But it's like, but you've also been in a relationship in our marriage. Because at that point, that ain't no damn side. You have been with her for 3 years. Like, that is a relationship.
Yeah.
That's wild.
And then said he couldn't leave her alone. Like,
I mean, obviously, our friend.
Talking about he went to church and everything was prayed up, like nigga, please get out of here. Get the fuck out of here.
Such a fucking feisty.
And my poor sis wants to leave. You said he a what? He a Sag?
No, I said he's a feisty, sassy little man.
Oh, sassy. I thought you said Sag man.
He might be a Sag.
He might. It's given.
Yeah, or Capricorn. Either or. Now I want to know. What is Martell Holt's birthday?
Bitch, nigga. Because I can't stand him. In the 31st of February.
Oh, my God.
Man,
we about to find out what
that karma real though.
He is a Capricorn.
You called it.
Yeah, he is strong Capricorn energy. Capricorns are like when they're the problem, but then act like people did something to them. Like you called
Alyssa's a Capricorn.
A Capricorn.
Like, I was about to say, please specify men, Capricorn.
Yeah, I'm not that familiar, so I don't even. Matter of fact, I don't know, and I don't know any Capricorn men. I know another woman, but I don't know any Capricorn men to know what how they are.
My little brother is a Capricorn, but he's the sweetest Capricorn ever.
I don't got no issues with Capricorns besides Martell Holt.
And then he's so like fast with his responses. That's why he's so like sassy to me, because Mel would be like, and you brought her around. You bring her around your friends. And she would say something about the girl. And he'd be like, but y'all went to the same university. Like, what does that have to do with
the price of tea in China?
What? I have to see. I gotta see. I'm watching it tonight.
Last reunion episode, the question came up because Martell was bringing the side piece
around. No, I don't even want to know. I see.
Okay.
I'm watching it. Yeah, I don't even want
to
know.
I wanted to propose a question, but okay, y'all gotta watch it first.
Okay, if you just go ahead. Because I was reading the stuff
on because the question was because Marceau and
Maurice
were with the side piece before. Like she came around.
Okay, I did see that, yeah.
And the women were like, specifically Kimmy was like, if Martell's bringing around his side piece around y'all, why didn't y'all just get up and leave? Because y'all are now condoning him cheating on his wife. And they didn't see it that way. They were like, them leaving and getting up is a grand gesture. And they were like, they all were just hanging out. To them, it wasn't like that. Do y'all think, would y'all, if y'all saw your homegirl and she invited her new side piece to a dinner, are y'all getting up and leaving or y'all hanging out?
No.
Hell yeah.
Kimmy
was doing a lot. And I was like, girl, you ain't doing that shit for real. Right, like, but or maybe she is. I don't know. Some people really feel a way about cheating. You know, some people that is like such a hot topic for them. So I mean, Marceau made an interesting point and he said, I actually have more weight in skewing the conversation by staying there and like saying, this isn't it, you know? I don't know that I think that that's what happened, but
Marceau, baby, he is a master orator. Okay.
He's a master manipulator.
Marceau need to work in a courthouse. Like that nigga should have been a lawyer or a judge or something. He will get himself words. He's great. That's why I don't understand why he's with Letitia, but I digress. But he's great with words. Great.
Yeah.
Well, because he can use words against her. So that's
But
Letitia can barely use words. Like,
He can remain in control.
Right.
Has to be in control. And I think Marceau's need for control supersedes all of it. Like, he has to be in control. And like, in every sense of the word, whatever you think a man is, like that has to be Marceau.
And these are like Southern men too, Alabama born, bred. So they still live on that very like patriarchy, line.
These are your gender roles.
Yeah.
These are my gender role. Mm-hmm. And I thought that was what was interesting about Martell was like, he was still very much like, okay, well, I'll take the kids and cook or clean. Marceau was like, no.
Nope.
I bring home the money and you take care of the home. There's no cross-pollination of the two.
Right?
That is your role.
Martell is definitely more progressive when it comes to that. But anyway, to answer your question, or did we answer it?
Y'all answer it.
Oh, yeah.
Basically, okay. Y'all sitting down and breaking bread with the bitch, so.
With the nigga.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you're also still going to do it. I agree. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. And that's why I said, when you said
I don't want him coming on a girl's trip, though.
No.
Yeah, because she came on she popped up on the boys' trip or something.
Yeah, that's a bit much. And I do see both sides of it because it does look like you're condoning it. But at the same time, like, okay, I leave, but you're still going to keep continuing.
You're gonna do it anyway.
You did. Yeah. So, and it's like, I'm also, I feel like if I'm your friend, so you just got to kind of take the bullshit that comes with it.
Yeah.
So. That's what, okay, that makes so much sense now, because I went on we keep calling her a side, the woman that Martell's in a relationship with, I went on her story, and that's why now
it makes sense. Yeah.
Oh, I was like, oh, there's mess afoot. I know.
Well, she was messy today, right?
She said, was, because she was saying that Maurice had another bitch there with him.
No, she said all of them. She said Marceau. Oh no, the girls like to. I know how you girls like to.
Like to tussle.
And she, no, there was mess. I mean,
honestly, no shade. That would kind of make sense as to why she would be there,
mm-hmm. Right?
Because it's like, why are you just popping up by yourself on a guy's trip? Like that makes.
And they was in Atlanta. You knew mess was afoot.
Twerk that ass for an icy chain. Hey. For NDA. Mm. Hey.
Now that I'm going to be thinking that randomly. Just twerk that ass. Oh my God.
For anything. Just
I'm going to be singing a little Tinkerbell song for anything now.
Twerk that ass for NDA.
I'm dead.
This week's episode.
Child, we just about caught up on every goddamn thing now, I think. You know, there's always some mess afoot, though.
Always.
Always, always. Well, you know, I wasn't prepared, child.
That's all right.
Now I can say, right. Twerk that ass. Okay. I gotta find that. I have to find that. Okay, the quote of the day is, I give myself permission to trust the process. Although there are moments throughout the journey that I have not fully understood, I relinquish any need to. I give up the need to control every misstep, every reroute, and become aligned with the lessons the Most High is bestowing upon me. That was the first thing I saw.
Come on, the Most High.
Yeah. I give myself away.
Come on.
You asked my song.
I give myself away. Slow you. Can you. Come on, y'all.
It's giving Sunday service choir.
A song. Okay.
The children's choir.
Child, until next time, be blessed.
Keep twerking.
Not stressed.
For icy chains.
Bye.
Bye.